Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
We are halfway there, folks. Welcome to a Wednesday hump day edition of America's Hot Barn Report. We're almost halfway through 2024 as well. Can you believe it? Heck, I'm still writing 23 on my checks when I pay bills. I mean, kid you not, last week I dated one to the county treasurer, 2004. She'd be like, should you be driving? I'm like, no.
That is my jam.
We are in the summer doldrums here in late June with the exception of some massive barbecue sales. I'm also taking my nephew, Shaler, who just graduated on a senior trip to Belize. You know, I've been spending a lot of time in towns like Fort Yates, North Dakota, Wanblee, South Dakota, Hell's Half Acre, Wyoming, and Brewster, Nebraska. So I'm like, Belize, eh? Why not? Point being, we'll have some interview shows coming up whilst I'm on vacay. Like Weird Champion Auctioneer Wade Leisch, as well as profiling our heritage hot barns that make the U.S. beef industry tick. We would also like to welcome aboard our newest reporting barn, Dickinson, North Dakota, a truly outstanding Great Northern sale barn with incredible numbers. Welcome aboard. We are revamping our hot barn lineup as our circle gets bigger, going to be bringing on more of the biggest live cattle auctions in the USA. That being said, let's get right to the meat of it, pun intended. Yesterday at the Board of Trade, Augie Live Cattle closed down 40 cents at 184.42. October contracts added 55 to 184.35. Coolio Julio, but a far cry from the 1,550-pound heifers that hit 220 yesterday at Stockman's Livestock. Yeah, you heard right. Do the math on that. But wait, there's more. A load of 1,720-pound black and reds out of Herrick, South Dakota hit a whopping 205. Tip of the hat to Greg Reichen, Danny Koppel, and the Stockman's crew for orchestrating these historic numbers.
Practice.
August feeders in Chicago closed up 15 cents at 259.5. We will see those numbers crushed today at the big fall calf and yearling sale at Bassett Livestock Auction. 7,500 head of the best of the Sandhills rolling into Cowtown. Plus 21 potloads of calves ready for corn at Tri-County Stockyards, Motley, Minnesota. Watch both of these important sales at CattleUSA.com or, you know, be in the seats. As you may or may not know, quality feeder cattle are hard to come by right now, and here's your chance to get some. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A.
Where's the beef?
This breaking beef news brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Platte Livestock Market, Woodland Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock, Crushwell Livestock, Okanala Livestock, Bow Ridge Livestock, and St. Arne.
Are you looking for a better way to sell farm, construction, or fleet equipment? Purple Wave Auction takes the hassle out of selling heavy equipment. Our experienced auction professionals make the entire process easy, and we'll market each asset not just to our enormous equipment buying community, but specifically to the right bidders who are eager to purchase your specific assets. We'll handle the paperwork and payments so you can get back to running your business. Join the growing list of happy sellers who don't just sell but succeed with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.